Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Good morning and welcome back to the Roundtable. Archer Mayer, author of the New York Times bestselling Vermont-based mystery series featuring Detective Joe Gunther, is appearing around our region this month, reading from and autographing his new novel, Proof Positive. In Proof Positive, Joe Gunther and his team leave their standard New England bailiwick for the city of my home city of Philadelphia. Two bodies are found in a hoarder's Vermont home. One victim has a Philly rap sheet, may have played a role in the hoarder's demise. So another body turns up in the city of brotherly love. Well, so Archer Mayer's research for Proof Positive took him to Philadelphia, sniffing around the police department headquarters and at Port Richmond. It's Archer's 25th Gunther novel, I believe. He has been a guest in this program for every one of them, and it's a great pleasure to welcome back Archer Mayer to the show. How are you, sir?
I'm delighted to be on the show again, Joe. How are you?
I'm okay. It's very nice. I'm sorry we're not in the same room, but it's very nice to have you here.
Well, it's a pleasure to be had, as always. And I have to admit, I was enlightened by your introduction. I had no idea you were a Philly boy.
Oh, after all these years, we've never discussed that, perhaps.
No, you've never unveiled your murky past.
No. Well,
I would have turned you into a source for the book.
Well, I have to say, when I picked up the book and I thought, "Well, great! You know, this is my turf. This is fantastic," and I just loved it. It seemed like a wonderful way to celebrate the 25th book. And so, how did you decide on Philly?
Well, my daughter lives there.
Okay,
she went to college, never left town because she's a woman of taste. And she lives in University City, and she's an engaged and bright, hardworking woman in her 30s. And when I thought of Philadelphia, Margot, my far better half, also comes from Philadelphia. But I know very little about it, which is, of course, one of the great motivators of why I write what I write when I write it. So I contacted Elizabeth, my daughter, and I said, this is it. You're on the hot seat. You and your buddies need to do some serious research because your father is a deeply ignorant man. And so she set out, camera in hand, recorders, map books. They went crazy. And they have a sort of weekly dinner group that they have, and they use this as an opportunity to spread the maps around the table and set out various scouts in various directions. And by the time it was all done, I had more information than I possibly could put to use, and I finally ended up by going on a field trip. Threw her in the back of the pickup truck with a camera. And she took photographs between Margot and I through the front window as we drove around some of the less reputable parts of the town, because that's where Joe, after all, earns his keep. And then subsequent to that, when I wrote the passages, I sent the passages back down to her and her group, and they proofread them.
So this is a family project.
It is a family project, absolutely. Not only mine, but then I enlisted Margot, and she got hold of her family members, who are of an older generation.
Yeah.
So they were able to inject some of the more traditional aspects of Philly. So my daughter would feed me scrapple on one side, and Margot's family would tell me that the Schuylkill is actually referred to as the Schuylkill Expressway.
The Schuylkill Expressway, absolutely. The Blue Route. It is scary stuff. I just wait, because we're going to run out of time here, but I want to get in the fact that you, as you always do, you go in these marathon book sessions, you're going to and tours. You're going to be at Northshire Bookstore in Saratoga on the 25th, signing at the Saratoga Northshire location on the 25th, and then you're going to be at the Bennington Free Library on November 10th, and there's all kinds of other events in between throughout our region, and you can check it out at archermayer.com and find out. And you still have fun with this, right? I mean, you still have fun going out talking to people about what it
very
is
much.
You do.
Yeah. Very much. I mean, I'm far more financially rewarded writers than I approach me on a regular basis and say, oh, for God's sake, get a grip, man. You know, you're a good writer. You should be making a whole lot more money, and you would do that best by writing about handicapped, left-footed dogs with chocolate addictions who also, are fond of chewing on small children, which would make it a YA novel, complete with a CD mounted in the back.
Yes.
And I look at them and I say, you know, I actually don't do this for the money. I do it as a living, yes, but I love doing this, and it means something to me, and I think I'm sharing that with my readers, so back away with your chocolate-loving dogs. So they do.
You know, right. We have to go, Archer, but you know what the hell? Put a CD in next time.
Are you glutton?
What the hell? Give it a shot. Archer Mayer's new book is Proof Positive. It's published by Minotaur. He's going to be at Northshire Bookstore on the 25th of October. You're the best, my man. I hope to see you very soon.
You're a scholar and a gent. Thank you, Joe.
Thank you very much. Archer Mayer, again, his new book, Proof Positive, published by Minotaur. You're listening to The Roundtable.